worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 8, beginning at verse 26. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went, and there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all, who was in charge of all her treasure. He'd come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning seated in his chariot. And he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah, the prophet, and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe this generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found him at Azotus. And as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. Verses 26 through 40, Acts chapter 8. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit who guides us, directs us, and who empowers us for ministry, who teaches us how to be vessels through which your Spirit can work to accomplish your will in the world. What a privilege it is for us to be able to live a life in cooperation with your Holy Spirit, to do your work, to build your kingdom, to share the gospel, to do the work of making disciples. Lord, fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of all ministry. Empower us to fulfill all the call of God upon our lives, and more, help us to live in such a way that the Holy Spirit burns brightly inside of us throughout the day and beyond. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, you already know what we need before we even know it. Father, help us to believe that. Help us to look to what you're doing in heaven and here on earth, Father. Thank you so much for all that you're already paying attention to that we haven't even seen. And thank you so much, Father, for already being active in ministry and things that we have yet to follow you in. And Father, with how much that you're already doing, please train us up and send us out to join in your fields, because this is your garden, your life, and we want to join in with you. Thank you so much, Father, in your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Father, again, we thank you for all those that make up our listening family. Thank you for the privilege we have of being able to share your word and share insights about your word. Thank you for the call of God upon every single listener, Lord. And we thank you for the fact that each of us has a unique calling from you. That's an important calling, and you have work to do through each and every one of us. Lord, fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit today and set us on fire anew of your Holy Spirit. Help us to grow in our understanding of the fact that there's so much work to be done. And our job is to live as available vessels. Thank you for all those that are part of our listening family. And thank you for all those we've lifted up in prayer today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. You give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot because we have set our love upon you. Therefore, you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life, you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you for being a part of our listening family. We'd like to remind you, one of the prayer tools that we invite and encourage listeners to email us to get a copy of is the Kingdom Prayers Prayer Tool, which does include the prayer based on Psalm 91, the prayer that we just prayed, but also in relation to the guests we'll be introducing in just a few moments. I want to remind and encourage every believer, make it a goal. We'd encourage you to make it a goal to pray the prayer of Jabez over your life every single day. And pray the prayer of Isaiah as well, the prayer found in Isaiah chapter 6, in which Isaiah prays, "Here I am, Lord, send me to do your will." That's a wise prayer to pray every single day. And again, Father, thank you for the chance for us to pray daily. Lord, give us wisdom to be and do all that you'd have us to be and do this day as we listen to you, as we follow you, as we serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to share with you briefly an article that, as we often do, a resource article. Please email us to get a copy to use in your personal walk with the Lord, as well as a tool for you to use in the discipleship of your family and a tool to forward and share with other persons, maybe fellow church members, fellow workers on the job, saved or unsaved as well. Again, the tools are meant to be seeds for evangelism and discipleship. This article is entitled, "The Holy Spirit and the Call to Ministry." John chapter 14, verse 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Again, John 14, verse 26. Then 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, "Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, 'Because I bore him in pain.' Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, 'Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that you would hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain. And God granted what he asked." Again, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. The Holy Spirit is all about ministry all the time. He's doing ministry every day, 24 hours a day. Well, what exactly is ministry? Ministry is doing the will of God everywhere and all the time. One of the names of the Holy Spirit is the Helper. What does he help us to do? He helps us to listen to God and obey him. In other words, he helps us to do ministry wherever we go as we follow Christ. As disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, our job is to yield to the Holy Spirit all the time. Or it could be said that we're to be on call to serve the Lord 24 hours a day. We're to be evangelism-minded every day. How can we do that? By yielding to him. We carry gospel tracts wherever we might go. We're to be prepared to share our testimony of how we came to know the Lord or how he's answered prayer. Those are ways to be faithful witnesses. We're to be discipleship-minded disciple makers every day. We're to ask questions like, how can I pray for you? Do you read God's word every day? Or you may share truths like reading 3 chapters in the Word of God every day will bless your life a lot. We also look for opportunities to be a blessing and to meet the needs of others. This is walking in love and can only be done successfully by relying on the Holy Spirit. One may conclude that's easier said than done. How do we faithfully listen to Him and follow Him with a heart that is compassionate to serve the Lord? Our calling as believers is to know Christ and to abide in Him. We're called to walk intimately with Him and listen to Him. We're called to obey Him. Among other things, the Holy Spirit is a fire. He's a supernatural fire that burns within the heart of every believer. How big the fire of the Holy Spirit burns within each of us depends on our diligent obedience to God. When any believer listens to and obeys the Word of God, then the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit inside of them will burn bigger and brighter in that person. Thus, we faithfully read and meditate on the Word of God, we quote unquote add fuel to the fire of the Holy Spirit that burns within us. When we live a life that's a prayer-filled life faithfully, then too we add fuel to the fire of the Holy Spirit within so that we burn brighter. The ongoing goal is to live daily so that the fire of the Holy Spirit inside of us is continually burning big and brightly. Yes, every believer is called to be in ministry, and we're wise to consistently seek to live so that the fire of the Holy Spirit burns inside of each and every one of us every day, brightly, every day of our lives, in Jesus' name. And again, the title of that article, The Holy Spirit and the Call to Ministry. We're honored to have as our phone guest today Dr. Brandi Gibson. She's the author of a book entitled The Uncommon Woman of Faith, amongst other books as well. She's also a minister of the gospel. She's an entrepreneur and apparently wears quite a few hats. So we're grateful to have her with us. Dr. Gibson, how are you today?
I am doing wonderfully well. Thank you so much, Pastor Parker.
All right. Honored to have you with us. Now, we've had the privilege of having you with us, I think maybe about 2.5 years ago or so, but it's good to have you back. And I'm going to ask if you'll take time to further introduce yourself to our listeners so they'll know more about you before we dive into talking about one or more of the books that you'll be sharing about today.
Well, praise God. Thank you for the opportunity. Well, first of all, I am a licensed and ordained minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am the wife of Pastor Reginald W. Gibson, who our church is located in Bessemer, Alabama, on Word of Faith Global Ministries. And we're under the covering of Bishop Keith and Deborah Butler in Southfield, Michigan, which is Word of Faith International Christian Center. Both ministries are apostolic in nature. We have churches around the globe, and we believe in teaching the word, equipping the saints, and sending them out. Now, true, I do wear many hats, but it's all to the glory of God, and they're all linked into the same sphere of that wheel that has the spokes. Right? It's all connected. It's all connected to the gospel. So I have my own publishing firm, which is 7 figures publishing and media. And in addition to that, I have my own PR firm, which I handle elite sports activities, projects, clients, in the NBA, NFL.
Dr. Gibson, I'm going to jump in right here. We can pick up right there on the other side of the break. Our phone guest is Dr. Brandi Gibson, the author of The Uncommon Woman of Faith. We'll be right back.
Things you do, you're the beginning and the end. You're the peace I find within. You're a great God. You are great. You're a great God. You are great.
You are strong and mighty.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no one else like you.
No one can
you
do
are
a thing.
Great and powerful. No one can do the things you do.
You're the beginning.
You're the beginning and the end.
Of Jennifer Meikle with Great God. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Dr. Brandi Gibson. She's the author of The Uncommon Woman of Faith, amongst other things there. And so, Dr. Brandi, if you'll pick up where you left off there, please.
Praise the Lord. I was just saying that some of the clients that I handle is NBA, NFL, WNBA, track and field. As a matter of fact, one of my what I call elite prestigious clients is Dr. Madeline Manning Mims, who was the first woman to win the 800-meter, first American woman and the first African-American woman. And she is a licensed and ordained minister and has started chaplaincy in the Olympics. So God has blessed me with open doors where I'm dealing with Christian athletes. And it's a pleasure to do that. We just recently, this past Sunday, had a Super Bowl. That's something that my husband and I have been covering for the last 8 to 10 years with Tony Dungy, where he provides the free Super Bowl breakfast with, oh my goodness, about 3,000 attendees, and they're all Christian owners of teams. They're Christian coaches, retired players, and God is showing us today that he's raising up a generation of athletes that are not afraid to glorify God when they come to the mic after a game. We saw that this week. So I'm really proud to be a part of that.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to ask if you would, Dr. Gibson, would you take a moment now specifically to pray for our listeners that they would have ears to hear any and all the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast today?
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now that it is so very dear to your heart that we speak your words in order to get the manifestation for what we're believing. So, Father, I thank you that everyone under the sound of my voice has an ear to hear what Holy Spirit is saying, not what I'm saying, but Holy Spirit through me, your vessel. Father, those that have desired to enter into the marketplace, but because of fear, because of doubt, has been held back. So, Father, release a word that will fall on good ground this day that will activate the purpose that you ordained for them before they were even conceived in their mother's womb. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Gibson. I wanted to ask you this, too. Now, again, the title of the... Now, of course, it's a book, and then you have, I think, a devotional and maybe one or two related books as well. Is that right? Or tell us about that. Again, the Uncommon Woman of Faith.
Yes, the Uncommon Woman of Faith. This is actually the second edition, and it's the Uncommon Woman of Faith Biblical Insights 101, which is the book that is of concern today. It's a book that's 1995, and if individuals pursue to obtain it on ebook, as an ebook, it's $9.95, and you can get it on Kindle, iBooks, Google Play, Nook Press, and Kobo. But the book itself, it speaks of, you know, like many authors today write about business startups, and they talk about the improvement of current business practices. Mm-hmm. So this book is similar, yet profoundly different. See, as a female entrepreneur, we need to have firm assurances of entrepreneurial effectiveness. So our how to do things should outweigh our foundational application, which is the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So corporate America has been utilizing the dominant business plan that has worked for centuries, as seen in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. So it's time for us to use this plan and apply it to the God-given dream for your business. So at this time, your dream then becomes a reality without doubting the feasibility. So the Uncommon Woman of Faith in the Marketplace, the revised edition, pardon me, provides GEMS. It's an acronym for guidance, education, motivation, and spiritual teaching, whereby faith is encountered and the process is based on timeless principles, biblical principles that always work. Mm-hmm. So comments from influential men and women of history and business are in the book in each chapter, and they definitely will encourage and motivate you with their quotes and experiences. So this approach makes the Uncommon Woman of Faith in the Marketplace highly visible, mm-hmm, and a testimony unto the Lord. So then along with it, I have a devotional and journal. And the devotional and journal provides a revelation of downloaded wisdom from God and a transfer of wealth from God. This devotional is for an appointed time. When we get into journaling, that's the time you're hearing from God and writing down the revelations that he's giving to us. So he desires for us to be right there in his presence, to listen, to receive, and to believe his word when we seek him first, when we seek him first. So the journal is a record of experiences, ideas, and reflections that we record in writing an account of our day-to-day events, especially with God, based on Matthew 6:33.
Okay. Well, you're using the term, you've used the term a few times, I think, marketplace. Define marketplace, the word, as you're using it.
Marketplace is simply, it's nothing new. Marketplace is a lifestyle. Jesus taught and preached from the marketplace. The marketplace is your workplace or your place of business where you spend the majority of your time. We, when we look at the hours we spend in a day, sometimes we spend anywhere from 8 to 12 hours on the job, mm-hmm, compared to Sundays where we may be in church 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And if we're spending 8 to 10 hours during the week, you accumulate that, and it's over 40 hours a work week, mm-hmm, based on 2 hours in the house of God. The man or woman of God should be providing the word of God to take you up, to train you, equip you, and send you out in a corporate anointing that gives you the fuel from the Word of God based on faith, because without faith and corresponding action, you're literally doing nothing. So your lifestyle in the marketplace is you really, truly being you. Whereas a person that attends a church and you're trying to impress them with becoming a Christian, they're tensed. But in the marketplace, they already have a relationship with you, and you're free to flow with them about the things of God. But we can't be in the marketplace on the job, stealing time on the job by witnessing when we should be working, because that's why we're employed. So God's principles are true. Everything should be done decently and in order. So when we look at marketplace, Jesus definitely taught in the marketplace. His disciples were in the marketplace. You know, we know that Jesus, you hear Jesus was a carpenter, but when you look up that word carpenter, it really means he was an architect. He was a builder. He was a builder. That was a business. And God is telling us we need to bring the kingdom of God on earth. We find that in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, when he was teaching his disciples how to pray. Thy kingdom come as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come on earth right now. And we need to do that in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. When you think about the lives that you can win in the marketplace versus to people that come to the altar on a Sunday, there's a difference in the measure and the impact that it can make. So marketplace is now really booming, and it is because it's God's moed. Mm-hmm. It's his timing for it, okay? So in a nutshell, it's about us taking the word of God to the workplace and to the business.
Okay. Well, again, the title of your book, The Uncommon Woman of Faith, I guess obviously directs us to where your focus, of course, is women who find themselves in the business world who are believers as well. Would that be correct?
That is correct, but we have men that follow and have purchased the book, and they join us on our Marketplace Mondays phone call, teleconference call at 6 a.m., and it's a 30-minute call where we have topics relative to business based on biblical principles, and we provide even the current issues of what's going on today and mention who are some of God's wealthy billionaires that are born-again believers.
Okay. And so you're using your podcasts or the broadcast that you do as a tool to help bring together Christian entrepreneurs and kind of, I guess to use the biblical term, iron sharpens iron, encourage each other in their faith as well as in the business world. Would that be correct to say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do that. And then in addition to that, my affiliation and appointment as the director of Christian Women in Media in the state of Alabama affords me to provide women in media coming together at a luncheon bi-monthly, and we share, bring in corporate speakers with expertise in technology, media, authors, ministers. So it goes beyond just that teleconference call. And then we have the group She Leads America, where I'm the state director for She Leads America, which are some of the most influential women that God has brought together. Women like Dr. Carol Swain, Dr. Alveda King, you know, there are so many women that are uniting together and net weaving, not networking, net weaving. There's a difference. And so God is bringing them together to do what God has planned for the last days. And the written word is going to be the key.
Written
word is going to be key.
Well, again, one more time, if someone is wanting to get in touch with you or learn more about the ministry or to get the book, The Uncommon Woman of Faith, share contact information and or website information, please.
Sure. You can contact me at, as far as an email address, bfg@bfgibson.biz. And then there's also bgagency@proton.me. Our website is bfgibson.biz. Then there's the website bgagency.com and sevenfigures.com, which is the media and publishing. That's seven, the number seven, B-E-N, then figures.com.
Okay. We'll pick up there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Dr. Brandi Gibson. She's a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, a minister, an author, amongst other things. We'll be right back.
Do it all you can do. With one word, the mountains move. When you breathe, the dead arise, and the bones come back to life. There is power in this room, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life. Your name that tears down walls, and every enemy will fall.
Music of Life Church with Where the Spirit of the Lord Is. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Dr. Brandi Gibson. She's the author of the book, The Uncommon Woman of Faith, and she's a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ and does quite a few things in the kingdom of God. Dr. Gibson, one more time, if someone would like to get a copy of the book, The Uncommon Woman of Faith, tell them how to do that.
If they would like to get the ebook, they can go to Kindle and they can obtain the book, which is $19.95 retail, but they can obtain the ebook for $9.95 and download it from Kindle. Also, there's iBooks or Google Play, Nook Press, or Kobo. And I'd like to make a correction there as far as my website. It is bgagency.biz, not .com, but bgagency.biz. Now, next week, I will be having my latest release, which is Miss Marketplace Black Book for the Influential CEO, which this book is for CEOs or entrepreneurs that have just started their businesses and stepped out in faith to Holy Spirit's leading, you know, to start their businesses. A lot of them initially feared because they lacked educational degrees or business terminology. They really overcame fear and procrastination in their startup process. They believed in God for resources to aid them. And resources are the people of God. So authentic resources in the marketplace are collaborators and net weavers who are in position to benefit wherever needed. So I aim to be of assistance to make an individual have that support system. This particular book is a daily devotional. It's also a journal. It has business terms. It has a glossary. And it has a CEO index for you to indicate your quarterly goals, But more importantly, it has the scriptures for salvation and also for ministering the baptism of Holy Spirit to an individual. You're in the marketplace, you should be equipped to do those things to individuals that you interface with. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that coming up this year, we will be starting our Lydia Joseph School of Business and Protocol online. So information about that will be on the website coming up, and there will be a business camp that we will be doing on the Gulf of America this June. And we are currently in Freetown, Sierra Leone, where we have a school, Lydia School of Business, where we're training 20 students currently and have been for the past year and a half. And we're also in Brussels, Belgium, where I will be going May 12th through the 19th for our business conference during that time. So these are things that God has me doing, and I've been doing this for quite some time. Been in ministry full-time since 1982. So mm-hmm. I don't take the call of God lightly. I don't take it lightly. Mm-hmm. So the blessing for sports protocol is something that I helped Stanford University call me in to sit down and brainstorm to put together a sports marketing curriculum, which is also a part of what I do with Lydia Joseph in preparing men and women for various areas of entrepreneurship. And after doing this, Stanford University is now, I think, the number two school in marketing, sports marketing, and they also have numerous individuals throughout the sports industry that has graduated from their programs, and this has only been in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So God is moving, truly.
That's good. Thank you for sharing that. Would you take time now specifically to pray for the church to grow and mature in their understanding of a couple of the truths you've touched on, just the fact that, yes, without question, Sunday morning worship, Sunday school, Bible study, all are very important times in the life of the week of a church's schedule. Yet at the same time, the work of the church is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so much of that is in the marketplace. So would you pray for the church to mature to where they better understand that and know how to navigate being in ministry diligently in the marketplace as well?
Amen. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for hearts and minds being open to hearing from you, knowing their purpose, and knowing that you have given them purpose, and they should seek you for that purpose. Right now, Father, I want to bring the fivefold ministry before you, especially the office of the pastor. Father, I thank you that pastors are aware of the issues of the day so that the congregants are not blindsided by what's going on globally. Also, Father, we just thank you that the church, which is the ecclesia, understands and knows that they are the church, not the building. The building is only a place where we go to congregate, to get empowered, and to receive the downloads of inside information, revelation knowledge from you, Father God. So we thank you and we praise you right now that we understand who we are and know that in this hour it behooves us. It behooves us to seek your face more, to get into your word more, and especially during the hours of the fourth watch, like Jesus did between the hours of 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Why do we think the disciples asked him, teach us to pray? Because they saw what he did after he started his day, that he taught, he preached, he laid hands, he performed miracles, signs, and wonders, and they desired that with a passion. So Father, we thank you. We thank you that the church hungers for more of you. We walk in love towards every man, and we will not miss it to the left nor to the right. We will continue to hold up those in authority over us, Father. And we thank you that we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We praise you for all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But in all these, we get wisdom, which is the principal thing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, to thank you for every church that's represented amongst our listening family today. But thank you for the church as a whole, and thank you for the privilege we have of being vessels that your Holy Spirit can use to share the gospel and do the work of making disciples. Lord, again, fill us anew with your Holy Spirit and cause the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn brighter and brighter within us and upon us with every passing day. And more help us to be serious, deliberate disciples who are about your work and about the building of your kingdom faithfully every day of our lives. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, Dr. Gibson, would you also pray specifically for the family, for the Christian family, for the family in our culture today?
Amen. Well, Father God, in Jesus' name, we're talking about our culture. We're talking about nations. We're talking about people groupings. And with those people groupings, you have alerted us to possess the seven mountains of societal influence. That's what Marketplace Ministry is about. Those seven mountains encompass the family, the church, government, education, the economy, media, arts, and sports is included in that. So, Father, we just thank you right now that we are diligent to receive your word and become intrinsic in understanding the valuable worth that you have given unto us. We pray that the family unit is solidified and powerful, walking in unity and in love. We thank you, Father, that we see your glory manifest the earth, and we will not doubt in any way the call to salvation. We thank you, Father, and we praise you that we provide us with the resources that are needed. You bless the work of our hands according to your word in Psalms 90, stanzas 16 and 17. Bless the work of our hands, and that the blessing of the Lord makes us rich and adds no sorrow to it. I decree that over the family. Sorrow in that verse means toiling. When you do not know your purpose, you're toiling. You're probably doing something on the job that your parents wanted you to do because they missed their opportunities to do it. You must seek God about what it is he's called you to do as a church, as a family, and as an individual, because that is when you have joy, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Gibson, for being with us today. Again, our time is just about completely gone, but thank you for being with us. And one more time, a website or contact number if someone wants to get the book, The Uncommon Woman of Faith.
Let me give my phone number, which is 205-447-8349. That is the business number, 205-447-8349. And the website is, of course, www.b as in boy, f as in Frank, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N dot biz. B-Gibson dot biz.
All right. All right. Thank you so much again. Again, Dr. Gibson, for being with us today. And thank you for the great work that you're doing in so many different areas. And please continue to let the Lord use you to do more and more for the building of his kingdom. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you so, so much, sir, for affording me the opportunity.
All righty. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you've never invited Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life, today is a wonderful day, a great day to make that step and that decision. If you'd like to give your heart to Christ and invite him to be your Lord and Savior, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to live your word daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ today, we want to be in touch with you once again. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us, and we want to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. And please pray much for Dr. Brandi Gibson as she continues to serve the Lord in the different capacities she's serving him in as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.